We're joined this morning by Derek Barnes, Lions linebacker. As everybody's buzzing about this defense and the step you guys can take forward into next season, how have practices been so far for you?
I would say they're always they can always be better. I think that that's been my kind of my standard is I get 1% better every day. You know, but it's good. It's good to be out here with the guys, creating chemistry, getting things down pat, ready to go for the season. Don't want to think too far ahead because we always, you know, live day by day and practice day by day and take it day by day. So, no, it feels good. You know, the heat was out there today, but great energy. You can tell a lot of guys want to compete and win. So that's what we're trying to, you know, continue that culture that we have. So.
In watching from your rookie season to now, it feels like you're a completely different player. You mentioned that 1% better every day. How are you different now? How are you better now than you were last year?
I would just say just my mentality. I don't know. It's just weird because, you know, it kind of reminded me of college because my college career, I kind of started off a little slow. And then about my year four, it was like everybody's, oh, wow. Okay, now we know who he is. And I knew that. I just think that my mental and, you know, kind of my IQ of the game, you know, I got the playbook down pat. So now it's like, how can I, you know, make plays? What am I watching? What is the offense doing? You know, more scheme than it is, you know, trying to do the right thing. Because obviously, you know, you want to be in the right spot. But I would just say just my mental and IQ of the game. And, you know, the physical always been there. But, you know, this is the NFL. So that's not always going to get the job done. So
they've talked about moving you around, and you have moved around. Are you getting a comfort level with the defense and the role you're playing?
Yes. You know, I don't like to label myself as just he's just the outside linebacker. He's just the inside linebacker. You know, just like from college, I was a versatile player, and that's what I love to do. You know, come off the edge, playing Sam, playing inside linebacker. I like to do it all. Like a lot of guys say, as long as I'm on the field. But and obviously, you got to earn that right. But like, it's been great just to move and do different things and just be a guy that my coach, you know, trusts in to be able to get that job done.
Do you have a favorite thing? Done. All of those different positions, because when we talked to your coach, it was, hey, we can line them up as a rush end, we can line them up in middle, all of the things that you're talking about. But we all have our favorites. I know when I did, I had favorite plays. What is it that is your favorite thing that on the football field? Favorite play, favorite situation?
That's kind of hard because, you know, I didn't got sacks, and it's electric. And last year I got my first interception, and that was electric. I think anything, let's say like this, I won't even pick a specific thing. I would say anything that gets the offense the ball back, I would
changes
say.
Changes the game.
Changes the game. I think that's probably everybody's answer is being able to chase the game. Sacks, interceptions, forced fumbles. You know, I call them flash plays. You know, I have goals every day, and my goal is just to make 2 flash plays every practice. So I think that's, you know, beneficial for the defense and the offense in some way. So, for sure.
I saw a quote that you saw, which was there's a difference between being a nice guy and a good guy and how you've internalized that into the way you want to play football. Could you explain to our audience kind of where that mentality comes from and the shift that you've had?
Yeah, it's kind of hard, not hard to explain, but I know I've always been, you know, a guy that, you know, I'm always walking around smiling, always, you know, just an outgoing guy, and that is me. Always been a great guy, always been super respectful to everybody, never disrespected anybody, not my teammates, not my coaches, anything like that. So, you know, that's always been my – so when I'm on the field, I kind of – not that I play that way, but it's like I'm like – you know, laughing and giggling and stuff, but I don't know. I just think my mentality this year is different, you know. And I, like I said the other day, like it's personal for me for many reasons. I give you one. One is, you know, I got hurt in the NFC Championship game. Hurt me to see my teammates out there and me not out there battling with them. So I want to get back to that point. That was, you know, one of the biggest games I ever played in my life, and I want to help my team get back to that point. And you know, and. Everything is earned, not given. So I know we have to continue to work hard to get to where we want to go, and I want to be a part of that. So,
when you look at this linebacker group, and again, when we talked to your coach, it was, hey, we can line Jack Campbell up a lot of spots. We can line Derek Barnes up a lot of spots. We can line Malcolm Rodriguez up at a lot of different spots, Alex Anzalone. What does it mean for you guys to be able to present different looks, and you're not pigeonholed into just having a middle linebacker or a Sam or a Will?
It makes it hard on the offense. Because it's and I've seen it out there, I'm not giving no scheme away, but out there today it was hard to, when you have me, Jack, and Angelo out on the field at the same time, especially in our third down pressures, it's hard to figure out who's blitzing, who's in coverage, and that's what we kind of created because, you know, obviously sometimes everybody always think I'm going to be the rusher, and it might be somebody else, you never know, but I don't want to give out too much information, but yeah, I think that, you know, and including Malcolm, Jerm, other guys we have in our room, like, we all can play. And, you know, we're and like Coach said, we're all really considered starters. So we don't really have, like, set starters. So we all know we can go out there and play. And if something happens to one guy, you know, there won't be no drop off. But it's amazing. I think that just all of us in linebacker room have created so much chemistry that we can go out and play with each other. We could, you know, make adjustments without even the coach telling us. And he's fine with that because, you know, we'll go out and get the job done. So
a couple things that stood out when we talked to Kelvin Shepherd. He said that. He goes, I got four starters even though we don't run a 4-4 defense. I got guys that I feel comfortable. You've heard this before. Yeah. And he also said, this defense feels like we got to pull our weight. The offense has been really good, top five in the league. Mm-hmm. And he said there seems to be that understanding from you guys on the defensive side that you want to take that big step forward. And where would you say that you guys are better this season on that side of the ball?
I would say one thing that helps is that we, you know, sort of kind of do the same things, a little bit of different terminology, but I think it just allows the players to go out there and play fast. You know, when you're running most of the same stuff, it allows you to, you know, go out and play fast and how to make plays. Now you have to learn about the playbook. You, like I said earlier, you know, you can watch film and figure out how to make plays. And I think that's what AG does a good job in is allowing his players to go out and make plays and setting us up to make plays and put us in the right position to be successful. You know, and you know, I give all glory to AG for the things he's doing, all our coaches. So
he says those DBs are a little chatty now. Some of these new guys, they're not afraid to talk
a little bit and get
after it.
That too, man, you guys see the competition in the
got a little
the DB room.
Year.
It's crazy. Man, I can't even run off the names of guys who I think it, because all of them are like – outstanding. Like, you watch them, like, they're all working, they're all competing. It's like you just never know who you're gonna have out there. And it's funny because it's just like you can't really tell the difference from the first team, second team, or third team, because they're all guys who, just like our room, starters. You got start out there who be starting on other teams. You got some, you know, rookies who come in that have been playing at a high level. So it's just amazing to see. And it's just not only gonna make the DBs better, but make the defense better. So
as a linebacker, when you know that you've got that behind you and surrounding you, how does that help you in what you're trying to accomplish?
It allows you to play fast. You know, you ain't got to make too many calls. You know, they're going to handle everything in the back end, and you can just do what you do. And I think that's where we're creating now. You know, you got DBs who talk, DBs who communicate. You got defensive line who know what they're doing and get off the ball. You know, I can't wait to see when DJ gets back and see what he's doing. I've watched his film and heard nothing but great things about him. So, you know, I'm excited. And when you got a defense like that, it can be strong. And I believe that we and will get to be a top five defense. So,
Lions linebacker Derek Barnes, was it you getting after it with Skipper the other day?
Yeah.
And people maybe blow this stuff out of proportion, but can you tell people what it's like when it gets a little chippy at practice? And maybe, I mean, I think, John, you said it's a good thing, right?
Yeah, it happens.
Good that gets out of your system a little bit, huh?
It got to be somebody. You know, somebody got to set the tone. Like I said, I'm not that type of guy. Guys know that I'm not – the one that pick any fights with nobody, but I will stand my ground. I will defend my defense, and that's all it is. You know, guys get competitive out there, and things happen. I know, as you guys know, if it's a fight, it is what it is. But once we that whistle blow in between those lines, it's all for all. And then we get in our locker room, we're brotherhood, and I really mean that.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So, one of the things that makes this team special is the youth. I mean, you're going into your fourth year, and you look around, and all of the playmakers are all young guys. Alex Anzalone is a guy that, when you came in, was a vet at that time. He's remained here. What have players, when you do have that ability to work with a vet as a young player, what did it mean to you in your career and your development?
Oh, man. I think that, you know, Alex is like one of – you're talking about like having leadership when I first got here?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's been amazing. You know, for guys to take you under their wing, kind of show you the ropes, kind of show you, you know, what to expect out of NFL. Like, and now you're just not blind to anything. And even on the field, man, Alex is a guy who always, since day one, wanted the best for me. When you see potential in a guy, you know, you take him under your wing as a vet and you teach him everything you know. And I've been following Alex since day one, since I've been here. There's other guys, too, that, you know, I just, you know, when Charles was here, Charles Harris, you know, it's a lot of guys, and I'm sorry if I miss names, but, you know, just that class that, not the class, but the people who were here, the veterans out here when I came here my rookie year, all of them were just, man, great leaders. Even, you know, the leadership from golf, like, you see the way he works, and it makes me want to work harder. I mean, now, like, being the fourth-year player, and you see the young guys come in, and just to be able to, you know, now I'm to the point in my career to where I know a lot, so it's like I can pass information down. And it also makes me better because it's like, now I know if I don't know the answer, I got to go find the answer because I don't want to be the one out there and coach is like, oh, there, got it. And then I'm like, and then I'm like, I really don't got it. So, you know, I always make sure I find an answer for those guys because I know what it's like to come in here, get on the field, and things move fast and it gets confusing out there. So anywhere I can be a vessel to these guys, I'm willing to do. And, you know, like I said, all praise to Alex and all the older guys who took me under their wing when I got here. It's a beautiful thing.
Do you think Alex is underrated? I don't think he gets talked about maybe the way that you guys, the way we hear him talked about.
Yes, I do. And I'm not afraid to talk about this. Alex, for sure, is a top five linebacker in this NFL. And if you want to talk stats, whatever, I want you to go turn the film on. Anybody who's listening who thinks that he's overrated or under, I don't care what it is. He is definitely an underrated player. Like he is the definition of a true linebacker who can go out there. He's athletic. He can guard anything in the league. I always tell him, bro, you can go out there and guard slots if you really wanted to. He's like, no, he's you know, he's a super, he's not cocky at all,
he's humble.
Man. He's a really humble guy. And, you know, he'll go out there and he just gets the job done, man. He's our number one freaking, he put him on the best tight end, best running back, he get the job done. And I think that's what people don't see is his coverage, the way he comes down here, the way he gets off blocks, the way the plays he makes, man, is unreal. His leadership. You know, and they got this thing about Alex being dirty. Now he's not dirty. He's the guy that's going to go out there. He's going to give it his all. And that's what he's been doing since day one. So I've been here. And I've been shocked. I think we talk about it every week. Like, bro, how haven't you been a pro bowler? How haven't you been all pro? Because I know I haven't played with any other linebacker, veteran linebacker besides you. But I watch a lot of film. I see a lot of, you know, games. Like, what are you not doing? So, you know, we can go on and on about that. But, man, and he's just a guy that he blocks all the noise, keeps his head down, and continue to work, man. And all praise to Alex because, you know, and he deserves whatever's coming and more.
So I got to ask you this because, obviously, you mentioned you spent 4 years at Purdue. My oldest is going to be a freshman at Purdue.
Boiler up.
I know. I want to know where is it that she – where's the hot spot? Where does she need to go to get a good meal?
A good meal.
Where was your favorite spot?
My favorite spot. Okay, so we got to get time frames. We talking about, and I'm sorry, you know.
No, that's all right.
So,
go through.
So yeah, so if we out partying, and you want to go to a nice spot, I think it's called Mellow Mushroom or Mad Mushroom. It's over there across the street from Harry's Chocolate Shop. That's a good place, pizza spot. So they used to have this spot as my favorite spot. It's not there anymore, but I'm gonna talk about it because it's one of the best burrito places ever. Late night, 4 o'clock in the morning. Uh-huh. They got like burritos with tater tots, cheese, barbecue chicken, all types of stuff that was inside a burrito. Amazing. They got Raising Cane's down there. That's one of my favorite spots down there in Chauncey by the bars. You got the Tap. The Tap is a good place to eat. And there's actually, if you want to get a good meal, she gotta take you there when you go down there. It's called East End Bar and Grill. It's downtown Lafayette. Amazing. It's been there since I've been in college, and I never heard of it, and I went back there this offseason. Unreal.
That's the spot.
So that's
I'm
a good one.
For.
And also another one that's on campus, it's called The Bryant.
Okay.
The Bryant is a really good one. I like The Bryant a lot. So
you writing this down, John?
Yeah. Like, he got it. His request. So he's going to know.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, so.
He can go back and re-listen to this if he needs to.
Those are good spots. Really good spots.
He's Derek Barnes. We've appreciated this. Good luck this season, and good luck next week getting out there and hitting somebody other than your teammates.
100%.
All right. It's 97.1.